Okay, good morning all. We are up to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zion, Chapter 4, Mishnah 7. A few more halachos as they pertain to duchening for Kohanim. So says the Mishnah, Kohen sheish biyadav mumin lo yisas kapav. If a Kohen has hands that are like blemished, something wrong with them, so he cannot duchen in front of the congregation. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, af mishahayu yadav tzvuos isatis ufua lo yisas kapav. Even if a person's hands are like stained with what we call woad, which is like a blue dye, or madder, which is a red dye, so this person also cannot duchen in front of the whole congregation. There's a concern. Why? Because people will stare at him. If a person, if the hands don't look right, then people are going to stare at them, and then people, there's a concern that if you stare at the Kohen's hands when they're duchening, and the Shekhinah is resting on the hands of the Kohanim, so that's not so safe. So therefore, we don't allow the Kohen to duchen when his hands are going to be shown in a way that people will want to stare at him. Okay, Mishnah Ches. Ha'omer ini over lefnei ativa b'tzvuin. Let's say a person says, I'm not going to go daven, I'm not going to leave the congregation in davening when I'm wearing colored clothing, but seemingly he only wants to wear white clothing. Af bil vanim lo yavor. He's only going to go when... Af bil vanim lo yavor. Even when he's wearing white clothes, he can't leave the congregation. B'sandal ini over. If someone says, I'm not going to daven in sandals, I only want to daven barefoot. Af yachif lo yavor. Even when he's barefoot, he can't daven. Why? There's a concern that this guy will be considered a heretic. Because evidently, at least in those days, the heretics would only daven in white clothing and in barefoot. So if they're insisting on these things, then we're concerned that he might be a heretic. Therefore, we can't leave davening even when his requests are fulfilled. Again, there's nothing intrinsically wrong with these things, but since it's the way ways of the heretics, we don't allow him to do it because we're concerned that he might be a heretic. Okay, ha'uset filaso agula. Let's say someone makes his head tefillin. He makes a round, meaning what? He makes a round and he wears this tefillin, this like round head tefillin. So imagine it's like shaped like a nut or an egg or something like that. So in this situation, sakana, he puts himself in a serious danger because there's a concern. Let's say he bumps into something. So the tefillin, evidently, there's a concern that it might actually penetrate his head. So that's a danger. Vein ba mitzvah. Not only is it dangerous, but it's also, if he does this, he's not going to fulfill the mitzvah with it because the tefillin, as we know, has to be square. Nisana al mitzcho. Let's say he placed the head tefillin on his forehead. Oh, al pasiado, or he took his arm tefillin and he put it on the palm of his hand. Hare zo derech haminos. This is the way of the heretics. This is how any of the minos people would act. So that's not good. So we assume that this guy is going to be a heretic then, because they're basically taking the literal word of the Torah as opposed to the explanation of Chazal of the Torah. Sipan Zahav, let's say a person covers the parchments of their tefillin with boxes of gold instead of the regular leather boxes that we use. Unisana al base unkli shalo, or if he placed his arm tefillin over his sleeve, he puts it on his bicep where it should be, but he does it over his sleeve with there's like a chatzitza there. So we say this is the way of the outsiders. What are the outsiders? Well, clearly they follow Chazal to the extent that they're listening to their interpretations of the Torah, right? So they're covering them with boxes, and they are putting their arms filling where it should be. But nonetheless, since they're not completely following their ways, so we still consider them like quasi-heretics. We call them outsiders, but not complete heretics, because they're rejecting parts of what Chazal are saying and accepting parts of it. Okay, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Ches. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Tes, but for now, we will stop right here.